Welcome to the deep dive. Look, if you're building for the web today, you know it's, well, it's pretty high stakes. The demands are just relentless, aren't they? You need to build fast, scale smart, deliver clean code, all while everything's changing constantly.
Yeah.
And the big challenge, how do you do all that without, you know, wasting precious time?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what we're going to dig into today, how AI tools are becoming this massive help for web developers. Think of this as your shortcut, really. We're pulling out the key info so you can get up to speed fast on AI's impact and what's coming next.
Exactly. And the sources we've looked at, especially that piece AI and web development, Boost Your Efficiency, they offer some really compelling stuff. We're going to unpack the really impactful knowledge, maybe some surprising facts, too, about how things are shifting.
Yeah, I'm really keen to get into how AI handles, let's call it the boring stuff, the repetitive tasks, and why now, you know, 2025, feels like the perfect moment to really bring these tools into the workflow. Stick with us, and by the end, you'll have a really clear picture of AI's power and, like, how to actually use it in web dev. Okay, so let's kick things off by defining the problem AI actually solves here. Think about all that repetitive code, the boilerplate stuff developers write over and over again. Can you relate? Like writing CRUD operations, create, read, update, delete for every single data model, or setting up form validations, maybe spinning up API wrappers, writing tons of unit tests. It's all necessary stuff, absolutely. But let's be honest, it doesn't exactly need your full creative brain power, does it?
It's true. They can be super tedious. So I'd argue getting even that boilerplate just right takes some attention to detail. But what's really interesting is how AI helps ensure the code it generates isn't just any code, but actually follows best practices that's maintainable. Tools like GitHub Copilot, Cursor, Tab9, Code Whisperer, they're built for this automation. You can literally generate whole chunks of logic just from a simple prompt, like plain English.
Yeah.
It just turns tedious into almost instant.
Right. Like imagine this. You're in your IDE, your code editor, and you just type, generate CRU operations for blog posts using Express. And boom, seconds later, you've got rotes, validation logic, comments already. Something that might normally take, what, half an hour of careful typing?
Yeah.
Done in like 5 seconds. That's just, it's a huge time save. I mean, I remember spending ages wrestling with docs just for a basic API integration. Prompting that away, that's a different world.
That example nails it. It perfectly shows the first big benefit. It's a massive time saver. There's this GitHub stat. It's pretty striking, actually. Developers using Copilot saw up to a 55% productivity boost. 55%. They called it a game changer. Yeah. For teams, that's, well, it's huge.
Huge is right. Project managers must love that. More free evenings for developers, maybe?
Mm.
And it's not just about going faster, is it? It's the quality, too. Let's talk cleaner and more consistent code. These AI tools, they're trained on modern syntax, best practices. So the code they spit out tends to be easier to read, less buggy, more aligned with clean code ideas, often right off the bat. It's not just faster code. It's about lifting the baseline quality for everyone.
It goes beyond just writing. Think about instant feedback and reviews.
Yeah.
Tools like Cursor, for instance, they act almost like a second pair of eyes, you know, watching over your shoulder. They can flag logical errors while you type, suggest better ways to do things, even warn you about potential bugs before they even get committed. It's like embedding QA right into the coding process itself.
Okay, but the part that gets creative devs really excited is more time for the good stuff. So if AI handles the boilerplate, how does that free up teams to focus on, say, the UI UX or performance?
Well, exactly. By taking that low-level repetitive work off your plate, you can focus on the high-value stuff, things that really impact the user and the business. Like you said, UI and UX design, accessibility, making sure everyone can use it. Or diving deep into page speed and performance, beefing up security, that's where the real craft comes in.
So practically speaking, what does that mean for a developer day-to-day?
Yeah.
And what tools are making this happen?
It means shifting your energy towards innovation, problem solving. And yeah, the tools are key. Right now, the big ones people talk about are GitHub Copilot, suggesting code as you type, learns your style. Cursor, that's the one that's like a pair programmer, helps refactor review, explains code in your IDE. Tab9 Smart, autocomplete, works offline, which is neat, keeps code private. Codeium, that's a free word, supports loads of languages, like 70 plus Rally. And it's known for being fast. And then Amazon Code Whisperer, which is really geared towards cloud-native stuff, especially if you're in the AWS world. And the great thing is they generally work across the board with popular frameworks. React, Laravel, Django, Spring Boot, Node.js, you name it.
That wide support plus the capabilities.
Yeah.
It really explains why AI web dev is booming in 2025, doesn't it? We're seeing searches for AI coding tools 2025 and automated CRUD generation just exploding globally. This isn't just hype, is it? It feels like the AI models are mature enough now and the industry needs this speed, especially with certain trends gaining ground.
Definitely not just hype. The timing lines up. Think about industry shifts. Jamstack is huge, pre-built sites, APIs. Then there's microservices breaking big apps into small, independent bits. And serverless, where the cloud handles the servers. And all those models, clean, efficient, consistent code, isn't just nice, it's basically essential. Imagine trying to manage API wrappers or validation across dozens of microservices by hand, AI generating standardized code. That's not just convenient, it's a strategic edge. It unlocks speed at scale. That's critical now.
That really clarifies the why now. And we're seeing proof it works, like that use case you mentioned.
Oh yeah, the real use case, 37% faster development. It's pretty compelling. The SaaS team used GitHub Copilot mainly for backend stuff, automating CRU, test code across, I think it was 12 microservices, and they cut their dev cycle by 37%. That saved over 350 hours in just 6 months. Pretty incredible.
It's a massive win. But like, are there catches? What goes wrong when teams try this? Do they become too reliant?
That's a really important question. The wins are real, but yeah, pitfalls exist. Sometimes it's just the learning curve, getting used to prompting effectively, or the big one, blindly trusting the AI. That can definitely introduce subtle bugs. But what's interesting about that SaaS team story is they also used Cursor. They used it for live suggestions, logic validation, and that helped them cut bug fix times by 60%. 60. So it shows when you use these tools thoughtfully, together maybe, the impact is profound. It's real-world results.
So thoughtfully. That's the key phrase, isn't it? Because these tools are powerful, but you need to know how to use AI smartly. It's a tool, right? Not like a magic wand that replaces your brain.
Exactly right. It's an assistant, a very capable one, but still an assistant. So the guidelines are pretty straightforward, really. First, always, always review the AI-generated code. Don't just copy-paste. Understand it. Second, stick to your team's coding standards. The AI might have its own ideas, but consistency matters. You enforce that. Third, test everything. Use your testing tools. Jest, Mocha, whatever you use. Verify the AI's output actually works correctly. And fourth, this is important for teams. Help junior devs learn how to critique the AI suggestions, not just accept them. Which does raise that bigger question, doesn't it? How do we make sure people use these responsibly and keep learning, not just leaning on automation?
Wow, okay, we've covered a lot. So wrapping this deep dive up, the core message seems pretty clear. Web development today, especially heading into 2025, it isn't just about typing more code, it's about writing smarter code.
Absolutely. It's about leveraging these AI tools to skip the grind, the repetitive stuff. That frees you up, frees your brain up to focus on the things that really matter, building great experiences, solving tricky problems, innovating.
So here's something to chew on as we finish. If you find yourself still writing the same old CRUD routes by hand, again and again, maybe it's time for an upgrade. Use the AI. Automate what makes sense. Save your best energy for the parts of the job that truly need you. Think about it. How could AI change your workflow? What areas could you automate or improve? Definitely something to explore. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into AI and web development.